Blog Talk Radio.
About how Turkoman Baba can come out to your particular party or event, you can contact us at 240-778-5219. You can reach us on facebook.com/teachyoumind, or you can inbox me on Facebook. Once again, facebook.com/teachyoumind, or 240-778-5219. And we've had a little technical difficulties, so I do apologize for those who are trying to get in but cannot get in. Hopefully you are hearing this particular show live right now. Also, we have had some issues as far as keeping the show going, but Love Talk is still around. So that's what this show is about today. We're trying to make sure that people know that the show is going long and strong and making sure that we are here to help build the relationships in your communities. I'm here to help, you know, try to bring some light into your work week. We try to set off each and every Monday with Love Talk, the Rise TV show. We'll be back very soon. We're just looking forward to bringing some big things throughout the summer when it comes down to both Love Talk and the Rise TV show. And like I said, we're having a series of technical difficulties right now coming through on this show. So hopefully this is recording right now. And this here is Love Potpourri. We're talking about different things and different events that are going on right now. So we're hoping to have Miss Choices on pretty soon. Hoping to have a guest, Shay Chambers, on the show shortly as well. But fortunately right now, we're having glitches in our computer system. So it's just going to be me right now. Two turntables and a microphone. Let's see what happens here. So, a couple things that going on right now in the world when it comes down to love and relationships, there's so many different things, so many different avenues and angles I can talk about, which is something that is of a serious nature, but something that I think goes on in a lot of relationships right now. Talking about the NFL, talking about a case where NFL player, he is in a breakup with his girlfriend. There are certain issues with the breakup that got really nasty. So he goes over to the house to gather a few things. The dog bites him, and he proceeds to shake the dog off. When he shakes the dog off, the dog goes through a little head trauma and then dies. And now he's not only lost his contract, but now he can also face some time. Now, this here is a very interesting topic because when it comes down to a couple of things, it comes down to the dog. You know, a lot of people are so wrapped up in their dog that they will put their dog over their relationship. And it's like a question, is it me or the dog when it comes down to it? And you know, when things go wrong in the relationship, when you start breaking up with people, it comes down to a point where the dog becomes a very powerful, playing tool when it comes down to relationships. So it's either me or the dog. That's a lot of times that happens in relationships. So when I look at the situation here, and I look at how mean and nasty and ugly everything was going on, that, you know, it comes down to this person loses his job over the dog, over the dog that, you know, that's supposed to be like a common dog in a relationship. And that is absolutely crazy to me. Like, how in the world did that happen? How in the world that it becomes the point that, you know, this person can lose their job over this, you know, over the dog, because the woman chose the dog over him, and that's the relationship. Now, I'm sure down the pipeline there are going to be certain different things that will come out in regards to a relationship that happen. Just seems really, you know, really out there, really left field. You know, this, like I said, this, you know, it should not come down to where your relationship is taking place over what type of animal that you have. And the animal should not take precedent over your relationship as well. So that was just one of the topics that are going on right now in the, you know, in the world. Another big topic that we will get into within the month of June is the whole case with Bruce Jenner, or should I say Caitlyn now. If you have not seen the pictures, you know, brace yourself when you see those pictures. Those pictures are so out there that, one, you do a double take when you see the depth and the length that Bruce Jenner is going to change his identity. And from the love talk perspective, how would you feel as a spouse or as a former spouse when you see, you know, Bruce Jenner dressed up how he is with the different changes that he has? And you're like, oh man, what's going on? How in the world did it get to this point where he has completely and totally changed his appearance to become who he is? Now, the question will go on many different levels because of the fact that it is the fact that you can say, okay, you know, this is who he is, this is who he always wanted to be. So that's a whole nother level. But from the perspective of the spouse, thinking like, man, hey, what, you know, what did I do wrong? What could I have done differently to make this marriage work? You know, did I do something to the point where I made this person change their whole identity? And that's where the spouse or the ex-spouse must feel in that particular situation. You know, saying, hey, you know what? There must be something with me. There must be something wrong with me. Something I could have done differently to make sure that my husband or my wife, my significant other, did not go down this particular road. And this is some of the things that we're going to talk about in the future, but it just really can hit home. It really can hit to a point where it can cause issues with, you know, that it comes down to the point where he or she, you know, in this case, I really don't even know what to call him or her, you know, how they changed their whole identity, got a new look, got a whole new identity, a whole new image after they left you or while the point where they were married to you. And this is just, you know, an unusual bit of circumstances that makes it very challenging for any spouse. And then when it comes down to relationships, how do you tell the children, this particular case, how do you tell the children that, you know, that they have to, you know, they look at their father, look at their mother, and they're making these changes? And in relationships, you know, it's all about communication, all about being open, honest about what you're feeling, how you're feeling. And when you're going through a transition like that, you can't say that, oh, yes, I still love you, but this is who I really am. You know, it seems like the marriage or relationship is a farce when you go through situations and circumstances like that where you're changing your whole identity. And this is where we are right now on the show. This is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toy Line Productions, Toy Line Entertainment. And we are having some technical difficulties right now. Hopefully you're hearing this show right now, because it seems like we're having some glitches. But we are on the air. So if you are able to hear me, please, you can call in 347-847-850-1228. Once again, 347-850-1228. If you are hearing this particular show, because we are going through some technical difficulties right now through Blog Talk, so I do apologize for those who are trying to call in. But once again, this is Toilet Productions, Toilet Entertainment. This is Love Talk on Blog Talk Radio. And we're just doing a love potpourri right now, just going through different topics of the day. And so I was hoping to have Ms. Choices on, hoping to have a special guest host on, but I unfortunately, right now we're going through a lot of issues. So hopefully if we cannot get this show down right now, we'll try to run it again tomorrow. And I want to give a shout out to all those that are listening in the greater Texas area, going through a lot of floods and everything like that. So I definitely appreciate you guys listening right now. And really hope to get down there pretty soon. Also, want to give a little update. We'll be in North Carolina at the end of the month doing a show broadcasting live in Greensboro, North Carolina. So those who are in the greater Greensboro area or in the Triangle area, you know, listen out to more details on where the show is going to be held live. So that way you can come down, give a little shout out, say what's up to Mr. Rod Stevie. So we have a few minutes left on the show right now, trying to work out all the technical glitches. And with all the technical glitches that are going on right now, it makes it very difficult to do this show, but it's all right. We're still going to be here. We're still going to be strong. So once again, Blog Talk Radio, Toilet Productions, Toilet Entertainment, and this is Love Potpourri. This is an abridged version due to some technical difficulties that we're having. So, unfortunately, those who are trying to call in, please listen now. We're going to try to redo this show tomorrow. But if you have any comments or questions that you want to do on this show, you can always tweet me at RC44. You can hit me up on Facebook. Also, facebook.com/TQMind. And once again, we will try to redo this show so that way everybody can enjoy the show and everybody can contact the show. And then we're going to get a little deeper into these discussions that we're talking about today. So once again, apologize for the technical glitches that we're having right now. And this is Mr. Rod Stevie. Until next time, we'll talk.